Truecaller today released findings from its Truecaller Insights report. That is a look into the top 20 countries affected by both spam SMS and spam calls in 2019. Last year, Brazil overtook India as the most spam country in the world, and Brazil is still on top. When it comes to spam calls, South Africa is sixth worst affected. When it comes to spam SMSs, South Africa is number two. Kim Feikok is Director of Communications at Truecaller. Kim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
It is a great pleasure. Let's just define spam in the sense that the report uses it.
Well, spam call is when a person gets an unwanted call that either from a person or a company that they do not wish to receive.
As simple as that. No matter what the motivation, yeah, whether it's deliberate or accidental, if you didn't ask for it and you get it, it's spam. Okay. Now, what are the main reasons that your report has identified for the spam? Let's start with the calls, with the spam calls. What are the main reasons that spam calls are being made?
Look, John, I think one of the biggest reasons why this is happening is that, you know, our phone is always accessible throughout the day, and it's always a arm length away from us. So this is obviously something the spammers and the scammers take advantage of. And we can also see a strong correlation with growing economies and smartphone penetration as spam calls start to increase.
Yeah, I get that. But who are the spammers? What are the categories of spamming that you've most identified?
I think it varies a lot in, you know, country to country. But I think the biggest spammers that we see consistently over geographies are operators. I think South Africa in specific, there's a lot of scam calls going on. I think it's close to 40% of the scams of the spam calls are scam related in South Africa.
That's a lot. And how do you break it down between people who on a fishing expedition to try and take money illegally from the person that they're spamming versus companies that are wanting to market a product or a service to you without you having asked for it?
I think there's always going to be people trying to take advantage of this, right? Because you're always accessible on the phone. And, I mean, this is basically a numbers game, and it works. What I mean by that is that scammers are making hundreds of calls each day. I mean, sooner or later, someone will fall prey for a scam. So if they manage to get a few people to be scammed during the day, I mean, that's good enough for them.
And is there a difference in the motivation for and the sort of environment around a spam call versus a spam SMS?
Yeah, so I think spam SMS, if you want to generalize, it's mostly about promotional emails. There's a message, you know, either from a person or a company that they would like to send across. While for scam calls, it's more of a in the nature of scamming somebody monetarily.
Yeah, so the people who want to scam via spam tend to use a phone call rather than a text message.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for those insights. Kim Feikok, Director of Communications at Truecaller.